Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Most members of Kansas' congressional delegation are supporting a proposed federal tax code being developed by House and Senate Republicans. U.S. Senators Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran and Representatives Lynn Jenkins, Roger Marshall, and Ron Estes all say they support legislation that would reduce the corporate income tax rate from 35 to 20%. It also would reduce the top individual income tax rate from 39% to 35%. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy and cool start to the morning, temperatures are going to warm near normal for this time in September. In fact, we'll likely get to 77 for the high today, the average about 78. Cloudy and 57 overnight, and we'll be breezy on Saturday, or high again in the upper 70s. But we may see a few showers push our way by late Saturday night. Sunday looks breezy and dry with a high near 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 59 degrees and calm. A third teenager says he wants to be the governor of Kansas.
Seventeen-year-old Ethan Randley is from Wichita says he will join two other teenagers as candidates in next year's gubernatorial race. Kansas has no law governing the qualifications for governor. The Kansas City Star reports that Randelees is running as a Republican. He's a student at Wichita Heights High School and calls himself a conservatarian, which he says is a mixture of conservative and libertarian. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police in Swainsboro, Georgia are questioning the driver of a car that slammed into a busy Taco Bell, killing one person and injuring two others. An employee at the restaurant says some of the injured were children. Police say they suspect the crash was intentional. Witnesses say the car sped across four lanes of traffic, jumped the curb before smashing into the dining area. Desherian McKay says she has relatives who were working at that Taco Bell when the car came through.
It was on the phone with one of the employees up here asking what time they came into work, and it happened while she was on the phone.
Days after setting a record at the Emmy Awards, former Seinfeld star Julia Louis-Dreyfus reveals she has cancer.
I'm so sorry. What? What are you telling me?
In a post on Twitter, actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus writes that 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. She goes on to say that the good news is that her family and friends are glorious and supportive, and she has fantastic insurance through her union. But the bad news is that all women aren't so lucky. So let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. Louis-Dreyfus, 56, celebrates her 30th anniversary with her husband this year. They have two sons. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. What can be found under Paul Revere's neighbor's outhouse? Interesting, huh? This is our science report, Ted.
Oh, that's not a joke?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Archaeologists are excavating what they believe was the site of an outhouse next door to Paul Revere's home there in Boston, or the Boston area, and the privy could be flush with artifacts. Historians say people typically dumped trash and household goods in their outhouses. Yesterday, volunteers were already pulling fragments of pottery, bottles, and tobacco pipe from the site.
An old copy of Colonial People magazine?
Yeah, probably. The Almanac. So far, there's been no sign of mummified human excrement. Any fossilized unmentionables will be analyzed for seeds or the remains of parasites, clues that could tell scholars more about the colonists' diet.
Ah.
And bones left over from a 1700 supper could speak to the occupant's financial health. But did one of America's most celebrated patriots use the outhouse? The experts concede they may never know for certain. They need to send in Indiana Jones with his whip.
Oh, I'm glad they have experts on the case.
Oh, yeah, this is something that demands experts. Okay. 737, Steve and Ted. Now, yesterday, we were talking about this on the Steve and Ted show yesterday, Wichita State University erecting a statue in honor of the late Dave Stallworth.
They will be.
They will be, and they were doing some unveiling of the prototype or something. We've got the guy who was there with us this morning, the color voice on the radio of Shocker Basketball, Mr. Dave Dahl's with us this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's always good to have you with us. Now, you were there at the ceremony. What we're unveiling a prototype or whatever?
It was the photo.
Oh, okay.
The life-size photo of the statue. They didn't have the mock-up yet. It's going to be great. You know, it's the iconic photo. Both you and Ted are aware of it, where Dave is shooting the jump shot, and he's kind of falling away, and he has that joyous smile on his face, and it's just going to be terrific.
And you were there with some of the Shockers who played ball with Dave back in the 60s, right?
Yeah, Bob Powers is the kind of the spearhead behind all of this, and he was there, and Muhammad Sharif, who played as Kelly Pete long, long ago, was there, and Cleo Littleton was there, who preceded Dave, but he was probably the first superstar for Wichita State. So it was a good turnout yesterday.
Recently at a ceremony you all had out at Koch Arena after Dave Stallworth passed away, I got to meet Kelly Pete for the very first time. And
he's great.
He's been somebody that I kind of idolized when I was a kid. And it was you were there with some of the greats from the past. But is anything needed on this? Does the public need to donate money or anything?
Yeah, and thanks for asking. What they're trying to do with the committee that's been put together, Jerry Aaron, Gary Osterman, Krumsick, Bob Lighten, Tom Devlin's involved in it, Cindy Carnahan, what they're trying to do is raise $250,000. The statue itself is going to cost about $150,000, and the rest is for a Dave Stallworth Memorial Scholarship. They already have about $50,000 raised, and it hasn't even really been public for that long. What they're trying to do is get as many people involved as possible and to contribute about $1,000 per person or $5,000 per business. And I don't think it's going to take them that long to get the money. As soon as the word really gets out and people get behind it, I think that they're going to gather in that money pretty quickly.
Okay, I don't know that everyone, listeners know that, of course, you're a judge now, Sedgwick County judge, and an attorney, but a lot of people may not know, Dave, that you played ball out there at Wichita State. And actually, you were there with some of the big guys. You played with Warren Armstrong and some guys like that. You know something
right
about basketball, right?
Well, even my mother and my family did not realize I played on the team. You sure wouldn't find out by reading any statistical information. I was out there in the days of Greg Carney and Ron Washington and Warren Armstrong, who became Warren Jabali, Harry Benton, and Ronnie Mendel and Art Lovar and those guys.
You know, and you and I talked about this years ago, and I said, gosh, you got a law degree. And you told me that it was no problem studying because during the games you had all that free time at the end of the bench. You had your books out there, right?
Yeah, that's right. They needed somebody to keep track of everybody else's statistics, and that's why they kept me on the team.
All right. Looking forward to a great basketball season again this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to be really, really good. You know, Wichita State has two of their star players. McDuffie has a stress fracture. Ben Shamet has a stress fracture. And the schedule is pretty unforgiving. But I think Wichita State's going to be very, very good again this year.
All right, Dave.
Dave, did they announce yesterday where the statue is going to be located?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ted. It's going to be at the southwest corner as you walk up toward the ticket office in that little grassy area by the flagpole.
Okay.
And it's going to be the area that's probably most heavily trafficked as you walk in and out of the arena. It's just the ideal location. And you guys both know this. In St. Louis, if you go outside the baseball stadium or outside the basketball arena and the hockey arena, they have statues that are life-size, which this one is going to be, to some of the legends. And it's going to be a perfect location. And you two know who Dave Stallworth is, and most of your listeners do, but a lot of people don't. And that'll give an opportunity, as Bob Lighten has said, for a lot of the younger people to ask questions of their mothers and fathers and grandparents, who is that guy? And maybe we keep his legend out in the forefront a little bit longer.
You know, last time I was in Kansas City, I went by Shawnee Mission West looking for the statue of Dave Dahl.
That'll be the day.
Strangely enough,
long forgotten, my friend.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, sir.
You're welcome.
Thanks Dave Dahl.
Color
voice of the Shockers basketball team. Hey, this is National Coffee Day, International Coffee Day, and I have right now 2 pounds of Prairie Fire coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
And a travel mug for caller number 4 at 869-1330.
869-1330.
Give us a call. You could have some coffee today. Hey, it's 7:42. On the way, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, a local focus on cybersecurity. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.